14 months ago, it was vacant land. 6 months ago, it was a work in progress. And today, at the end of October, it is a new home taking shape.
As a builder and as owner of the Vikings franchise, we're very excited to be able to have a building such as this to go into the 21st century for players, for our fans to come out here, and for the community. We hope to have high school sports here and elementary school sports, and having the kids come out here with their parents to visit the Hall of Fame and the facility. This is a great addition to the community, and we're very happy to see it be going up, and we'll be ready by March.
In under 5 months, the Minnesota Vikings organization will take their longtime home in Eden Prairie and head east to Eagan with a brand new and state-of-the-art Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center.
We enjoyed our many, many years at Eden Prairie, and they are very much a part of our history. But we felt the opportunity at this time, after building the stadium together with the government, to be able to go on our own and build our new facility that really takes us into the 21st century, but more important, opens up other areas to our fans and to the community, such as the Hall of Fame and our partnership, of course, with Twin City Orthopedics, Sleep Number. All these connections will make this a real destination point for sports and sports medicine. So we're very excited about the opportunity to provide this venue for everyone in the Twin Cities and generally in the entire Minnesota and the country to be able to come here and enjoy football at every level.
This week, the Vikings, Krause Anderson, and Twin Cities Orthopedics gave a tour of the 40-acre future team headquarters, which in just a short time will open as one of the top facilities in football.
We've got the four fields here that we can orientate north, south, east, and west. What you'll see off to the right over there, the large concrete wall, that's actually our training hill. So we've worked with our strength and conditioning coach to have varying degrees of ramps and stairs and switchbacks so that we can actually do training outside. You can start to see the garage doors that are forming there, so easy access from the weight room out to the field. We also have the training and therapy rooms in between there. We've got the executive offices. We also have an ownership roof deck area that we can use to see the practice fields as well as TCO Stadium on the other side. So hospitality, as we mentioned, a lot of community events. It's a 7,500 square foot roof deck that we can utilize for community partner events as well as just for our own internal staff on a day-to-day basis. We're standing inside the locker room right now, 6,500 square foot locker room. Fits 95 lockers. You can kind of start to see, you know, the walls here, the lockers will line the edges of the walls. We've got these kind of center islands on both ends here that we'll have it. We can expand up, obviously, for our 90-man roster, and then during the season, it's a more intimate feel. This is 98 feet clear on the inside, 114 from the outside, so you can have full kicking practice. You know, our kickers can utilize the height in the ceiling here. This is, again, another opportunity for us to have community events and bring in partners, just as we do with Winter Park and our facility out there. But we hope to utilize this even more for those types of purposes. One of the nice things, too, is we are bringing in natural light. You can kind of see these little triangular pieces here on the northeast side where we're trying to bring in that natural light and make it feel a little more light and airy in here. So we are in our lobby, the main entrance into Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center. So large lobby, another area where we've identified to potentially use for community events, bring in partners. We've got a couple conference rooms here that can be turned into an event space and have private meetings and events. We have a back access for all of our internal staff to access the room. We've got a large TV display. We'll have some key branding. Again, being the lobby and the focal point of our facility, we really want to wow people as they enter to know that you have entered, you know, the home of the Minnesota Vikings.